go now to Paul in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Paul, you are on with Rose Sweet. What's your question?
Hey, Rose. Good to talk to you.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for calling.
It's actually John Paul, but I don't always use that. But when I was getting confirmed, John Paul was the Pope, so I picked his middle name. So anyway, hi.
Hi,
I'm
JP.
There you go. I'm in the middle of a tough situation. After, 22 years of marriage, my wife decided to file for divorce and move out. And we're Catholic, both of us married in the Catholic Church. And she's more than convinced that she's got, you know, a full steam annulment ahead of her. But we haven't tried to reconcile at all over the latest issues that are going on. But, you know, it's kind of sad. There's priests giving her support that, oh, you have to do this because you're standing up for yourself. And there's priests telling me, this is terrible. You got to stand up for your family, fight for your family. And I'm like, which church are we living in? The church that promotes family and staying together, or the church that says, hey, if you need to get out, there's an escape clause and you can get an annulment and start all over again?
Oh, Paul, those are great questions. But here's the thing. We have a church that promotes unity and harmony. We have different priests that promote different things. You got to separate sometimes the priests from, quote, the church. The church is our mother, and she wants us all together, and she has all the tools to help us get there. But we have free will, and obviously one or both of you don't have to access your, you know, these helps, and away somebody goes. So here's the thing. You can't fight in that way for your marriage, but you can stand firm and stand still. And this is what I would tell the spouse who's being abandoned or being left. Don't pursue, because there's a thing that when you pursue somebody, they distance from you. Just stand firm in your faith, live a good life, be close to your kids, pray for her, try to, draw close to our Lord, and let her have the freedom to let the Holy Spirit work on her to maybe draw you back. And find good counseling, good Catholic counseling, good Christian counseling, a good spiritual director. Take a deep breath and don't make any decisions for a while. You're in the big midst of things. So take a day at a time and know that you're in my prayers.
Well, I think that's nice advice. I think the biggest thing I see is that as an example for our kids, one of them's about to be married. You know, it just seems like there's a lot of people in the church that might not be following everything we're supposed to, that are looking for an escape clause. And I just don't know if that's the mentality that we're supposed to have. And that's my issue.
Well, I think you already know the answer. We're not supposed to have that mentality. But yes, many people in the church do have that mentality. And that's why we still need grace. I still need grace. My natural tendency is to be self-centered. If my husband would ever put lunch in the refrigerator that I could eat, I would. No, okay.
You got to let it go, Rose.
I know. I just, Paul, you know what? You know the right thing. You know what the church teaches is hold fast to the truth, and you're going to be okay. Hold fast and carry that cross.